Question?
I'm old.
Jagannath, three people say Jagannath is someone, Jagannath Mandir,
temple. Okay, table chair.
Did I the Prabhu?
Yes.
কি জিজ্ঞাসা করছিলেন আমাকে জগন্নাথ মন্দিরে কি যাওয়ার সম্বন্ধে এন্ট্রান্সে ব্রাহ্মণ ছাড়া নাকি যেতে পারেন আমাকে ওখানে জিজ্ঞাসা করছিলেন
The reason why we are not allowed, the Westerners are not allowed in the Jagannath Mandir.
Yes. Do you know, Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
What is the reason the Brahmins of Jagannath Puri,
the physical purity, they observe strictly the physical purity. So even the Madanga they are not allowed to enter into. If Madanga is broken, it is really considered according to them as this impure skin of cow. The Sita, Omkar Sitaram of the Santa Sampradaya. We have some peculiar religious conception. He tied the wooden sandal of his guru on his breast. He always tied the sandal of his guru on his chest. He wanted to enter there. The Pandapur, no. The Paduka, it might be your guru's Paduka. It might be pure to you, relative position. But we consider it as a Paduka. So we won't allow you to enter with that Paduka. You must leave it outside. Or they strictly follow the physical impurity something. Physical impurity with some mental modification. That is their custom. So they do not allow anybody. Considering that the mlaccha, the jhavana, their habits, both mental and physical, are impure. That is very closely connected with hinsa, animal killing, etc. And the other customs also, rules of life not controlled, boisterous. Their conduct is not regulated according to the basic scripture, so they are not allowed to enter into within. Even Gandhi wanted to enter into with some followers of the outcasts, lower caste, but they did not allow. And the Gandhi also did not enter. He wanted to enter along with the outskirts of the society.
Untouchable.
But they did not allow him to do so. He had got great influence into the country, but he was not allowed entrance. Then there was but Gandhi's wife, he, without notice of Gandhi, wanted there to have the darshan of Jagannath. And when Gandhi knew it, he chastised his wife very much. I did not enter, and why you went to see Jagannath? So Gandhi was a more a patriot than devotee. He thinks that his mastership over his wife is permanent, not to be modified even by the devotion of Jagannath. He's wholesale master of his wife. But according to us, his wife did right. The husband and wife, how long the connection? Only this body, mostly this body connection. And the connection with the Lord, the husband of husband, the master of all the world, in consideration of that, what is that nasty husband in comparison with the Lord of the world, whole universe? She wanted to check his wife that she should not go to the temple for national cause, for the cause of his political creed. God is within politics, political zone. No. Haridas Thakur did never enter.
Yes.
Rupa Sanatan did never enter into the temple. Not only so, but Sanatana Goswami avoided the main streets where the servants, servitors of the Jagannath temple were always passing, usually. He did not walk on the general street where the servitors of Jagannath always wandering here and there, giving respect to the laws and the bylaws that are current there. Not only so, Sanatana Goswami has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas that what I am enlisting here, the rules and regulations for the devotees. A devotee should try to follow all these regulations. But what is not mentioned, they may look after what is going on in the temple of Jagannath and do accordingly. So Catholic in his faith to Mahaprabhu, because under Mahaprabhu, during the presence of Mahaprabhu, whatever went there, and we should take it as approved by him. So we won't go to interfere. He is above law. His will is law. Law comes from his sweet will. This principle we must not forget. Everything is designed as well as destined by him. Not only designed, but destined also. The whole universe, designed and destined, according to sweet will. His position is so high and unchallengeable. And it is absolute good. The rules and regulations are prepared only to take us to the absolute good. But the absolute good is not under law, under these rules. That is above everything, independent. We have to prepare the Krishna Leela, is very nearest approach to the absolute good, or rather, absolute good himself, if we can realize it so much. Whimsical. And that is the best conception. To To put any restriction to the absolute good is to commit suicide. You follow?
Yes.
Because it is good, not only good, absolute good. We cannot know. Here once Swami Maharaj and the Bishops had a talk. Ochyutananda was present. Then after going from here in that blue house where Swami Maharaj lived for 3 weeks, Ochyutananda asked, what sort of talk you had with Sridhar Maharaj? Mm-hmm. Swami Maharaj told, he will faint to hear that. Do you follow?
Yes.
He will faint. Beyond the reach of your consciousness. That means you will faint. What does it mean? That is beyond the reach of your consciousness. Unintelligible to you in your present stage of realization. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Sridhar Gaur Hari Gaur. Ramanujacharya once wanted to modify rules and regulations that are being practiced in Jagannath temple. But with this contemplation, he slept there in a chatpot, in a bedstead. And when he woke, he found the whole, with both that bedstead, along with the bedstead, his body is cast to Sri Kudmam, 200 miles far from Jagannath temple. He woke and found, where I am. I wanted to modify the regulations to regulate the current, the present. Practices, rules and regulations of Jagannath temple. And got a dream that he was not to modify here, he would go elsewhere. Ramana is told that you have given me inspiration, order to modify the existing rules and regulations that are going on in the temples. Now why you oppose me? But it is for other temples, not for here. You got the dream. You go under your push your regulations in all other temples. And accept this temple. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was one who was considered to be the Vishwabhanu, father of Radharani's incarnation here in Gaurdeva. He thought, but what is these Pandas? They are awkward people, they do not know what is pure or impure. No consideration. The cloth, new cloth, which is smeared with rice, boiled rice butter.
Starch.
Rice is boiled.
Yes.
And the thick white water comes out of it.
Starch.
Starch that is mixed with the blood, and that new cloth they have used for Jagannatham. These people, they do not know what is pure or impure, this consideration. At night, he found that both Jagannath and Balaram, two brothers, have come to his bed and putting a slap on both the cheeks. In the morning he found, and then also he felt, found the people say, why so much swelling on your cheek? This occurred at night. He is saying to This is not the place to suggest any change in the regulation that is going on under my direction. Don't interfere. With this some special grant, they have special rule for that place. He is absolute, unquestionable. Only we have to ask questions to understand this sort of possibility, how everything, all laws enter into absolute good. If I conceived any law that only enters ultimately in the absolute goodness that is beyond our conceptions, mostly. Hare Krishna. Patita Pavan Jagannath Sarveshwar Vrindavana Chandra Sarva Rasera Yaka Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when enumerating 108 names of Krishna, then he mentions in the last, Patita Pavan, Jagannath has come to save the fallen. And Krishna, his peculiarity, he is the emporium of all rasa. Vrindavan Chandra Sarva Rasera Haka, the source, the very source of all sorts of ecstasy, personified. That is Krishna. So Mahaprabhu also Patita Pavan, he passed most of his time there in Jagannath, the major portion of his life spent in Jagannath, Patita Pavan, savior of the fallen. But everything has got some peculiar things. The doctor will prescribe a medicine. Now you can take diet, anything, any diet you can take. But only with the exceptions of two or three, he will recommend. So in Jagannath also we see, very liberal, but with the exception of few. Like that. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. In the beginning, when I came to this line to appreciate Mahaprabhu, I thought, if Mahaprabhu be the incarnation of God, then why he did not overthrow the Mohammedan rule? Why he did tolerate the Mohammedan rule here in India? Easily he could have overthrown. That was the question. But gradually I came to know that this is very tragic thing. This Mohammedan rule, that is the political life, has got nothing to do with the spiritual life. Rather, as Queen Kunti, she welcomes, Queen Kunti is welcoming adversity. Adversity, or keep me always in dangerous position, that will be convenient for me to prove your base. And ordinary worldly favorable circumstance that will encourage me to ignore your valuable grace. So always keep me in adversity. That was our prayer. So the political environment, social, all others complain have got no value. According to the results of my karma, I shall be put in a particular environment and I must start my spiritual life from there. Where I am, according to my own past karma, I must begin my work conquering all those samskar, the mental encasement within which we are living. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Tattena kampaṁ suśamikkhamāna. Not only we shall have to live without complaint where we are, but moreover we have to consider that this is what was really necessary for my upliftment. In this way we have to accept whatever adverse things comes to us. Oh, the grace of the Lord. This positive angle of vision of goodness we must have to deal with them. So it is deemed necessary. This was just necessary for me. There is no error in the calculation of the Lord. It is extended to me for my benefit, the test, and I must have to stand this test. Then I shall make progress. I have got the chance to have my progress in life. This opposition I must have to cross. I have to face and cross. This is given by Krishna to facilitate my progress in life. In this way, in optimistic way, we have to face all adverse circumstances. It is advised in Bhagavatam. Then only, very easily and shortly, we shall cross this walls of misunderstanding, this maya, and we'll be liberated. Liberated. Not only liberation, but with some participation into Krishna consciousness. That is life of dedication. Okay? Bharavarita went to Padmanabh Temple, Trivankur. We had our Tinanda in hand, Sannyasi. They did not allow us to take the Tinanda within the temple. The local fashion. Then I think what is there we don't know. This way, somewhere. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Paramitra. I have a question. I have heard two things. One is that the Vaishnav sannyas is the devotional type of the devotional line. And then I have heard that it is a formality or like Vanashram Dhanam.
Varnas ji?
A varnas from Dharma.
Varnas from Dharma.
Sometimes.
Varnas from Dharma.
No. The outer touch of the varnasram dharma, sannyas, but it has got its positive side. Both sides, negative and positive. The negative side is this, that it is a symbol that one who has accepted, he has the three danda represents thought, word and deed. He won't use his thought, word and deed for any exploitation type nature. For any exploiting aim, object, he should not. But the positive side, he will punish these three thought, word and deed and engage them in the service of Krishna, Narayana. Then it becomes Vaishnava. Do you understand?
Yes.
The negative side, that is sannyas, that he won't use his word, thought and deed, three things. Three danda representing these three aspects of our life, thought, word and deed. It won't be used for any material purpose, mundane purpose. At the same time, the Vaishnava sannyas is there, for it should be used for the service of the Lord, Narayana, Krishna. Then it becomes the Vaishnava connection. The positive side is there.
So,
those that do not believe in the positive side of life, they may accept it only that we must not use our thought, word and deed for mundane purpose. They prefer mauna, silence, but Vaishnava sannyasi, he will prefer to kirtan, Krishna kirtan. In this way, the positive side they have got. Tridanda, these things, these three aspects of life should be controlled, should be punished. Danda means punishment. Our thought, word and deed should be punished. May not interfere with the incidents of this mundane world. Must check them. That is one side. But the other side, check them to be used, not to be used in this for this object of life, but for spiritual object use them. This is Vaishnava Sanyasa.
Maharaj?
Yes.
But a brahmachari and grihastha, he should also use his body,
yes, everything.
Mind and thought.
This is a peculiar, this will remind you, it does not mean that who has got not taken that sannyas, he won't use. Exhausta will also do. Exhausta Paramahansa, who is a partial bhakta, he also can come without sannyas in a householder's form. They may not have this sacred thread also, anything. But still, the necessity of all this to remind us of that life. That is helping, the sacred thread, the red cloth, the danda, give us always caution. Think that you are meant for, you have dedicated your life for this. So beware, don't misuse. Don't misuse your red cloth, don't misuse your sacred thread. Don't misuse your, this tulasi mala. Remind us always. The utility is there. A Siddha Mahatma may not have red cloth, Sanatana Goswami, others, only white cloth. minimum necessity of cloth garment. Not red, not danda, not sacred thread. Without them also, pure light is possible. But for the beginners, these things will be helpful, so they are introduced into the society of the Vaishnava school in the lower place. And sometimes, the higher, they also come to accept this lower ambulance as Mahaprabhu took sannyas, in order to help the public that this sort of dress is the dress of an world acharya. So we should give respect to them. If he is in ordinary dress, the people won't show any respect or any attention to his words and advices. But if he is just as a policeman, if he is in his dress, in uniform, people will show some respect to the police, to the military. But a military may patrol, a police may patrol in plain dress also, and do the service even higher. Still, it is necessary for the society to regulate. So this is uniform, something like uniform, that we are meant for this. The society should learn to take them as the teachers, the holy men. We should deal with them very gently for our future benefit. The society will also get that benefit, and the man will also get some instruction, I should not mix with anyone and everyone. I must show my ways to keep up the standard, my model of the teachers, all these things. But this, otherwise independent of all these things, also a man can grow his spiritual life without taking the robe of Brahmachari or Vyastha Vanaprastha. Internally, he may improve his heart within. Hare Krishna. Hare Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
Maharaj?
Yes.
How does one understand or deal with the temporary fall down of a sannyas or of a Brahmin? What is the correct understanding?
We shall take that we have some offense for which he could not keep the standard of his life expected by his Guru Maharaj. That should be the general way of thinking about them. Some previous offense is taken, is course. So not allowed him to go on smoothly in the way of his realization. Suddenly he came and stopped it, checked previous action or offense, evil action or offense against Vaishnava. In particular cases we have to see. Sometimes Vaishnava Varad and sometimes ordinary in lower cases, previous bad karma can come and stand in his way of progress. That should be taken. So we always be cautious with our free will, free choice. Our free choice, just as a minor, he requires the vigilant eye of the guardian, major guardian. So also our free will, in an immature stage, surrounded by so many misdirection. So it will be safe to be under the guidance of a bona fide guardian, always, in our lower stage, until we attain the major. Major in the spiritual life, minor, we should always try to be under the vigilant eye of a spiritual guardian. That is necessary.
So, Guru Maharaj, how is it possible if one has initiation and his karma has been removed? How is it possible for his previous karma to check him?
Initiation. Initiation means at once all karma finished. It does not say like that.
No.
It has given the chance, entrance, admission. When the doctor has accepted a patient, that does not mean that immediately he is cured. He must follow the direction of the doctor, take proper diet and medicine, then he may expect that he will be cured shortly. To call the doctor and to have his prescription does not mean that he is fully cured, the patient. Come to practical thinking. Why? Hover, wander in the world, theoretically, imaginary.
I was told in ISKCON at the time of initiation, karma is taken away. Previous karma. It's not like that.
That is told that one, when you have called for a good doctor and accepted his treatment, your cure is guaranteed in that way. Otherwise we are seeing that so many veterans are going down. Initiation. Swami Maharaj, who gives a sect into the world, and he is the accepted disciples, he gave their mantra, and so they are also following that. What is this? It is recommendation, not final. When you have got a good doctor, engage the good doctor under his treatment, your cure is guaranteed. In that way. It's under his vigilance. But if you don't care to accept his guidance, and secretly if you take evil diet, then what the doctor will do? This way, almost guaranteed. When you have got a good doctor, your cure is almost guaranteed. You have to follow. That is. And also, it is possible, if by taking unfavorable diet you are a little ill, then your doctor comes to know that he has taken this bad diet or did not use my medicine, then he will again take up the case more seriously and will cure you. That is sort of help we may get from the Guru and Vaishnava. But our free choice is never snatched away. Unless and unless we find out from the innermost part of our heart a real test for the truth, we are not safe. When test has come, adu saddha tato sadhu sanga tato bhajana kriya anartha nivritti shat, adu saddha first. Under this, over the surface. Underground, Sukriti. Then over the surface, spiritual life begins with Saddha, faith. Then, Sadhu Sangha, our company with the Sadhu. Within that, our surrender to Guru. Then, Bhajan, our serving life in many ways begins. Sravan Kirtan, etc. Prasad, Sevan, all this modified. Then anartha nivritti, anartha, our attraction for other things than Krishna, than God, gradually diminishes. Then nishtha, continued attempt for the service, not for otherwise. Then taste will be created. Real taste proper for the truth will be created. Created when awakened in our heart, then we are safe. Not before that. When the spontaneous test within us is awakened for the truth, we are safe. We can make fair progress from that time. Up till now, we must remain under guardian. The taste will take me. I have got the taste, sweetness. So, automatically I shall run towards that very sweet. Until and unless we find the truth is sweet, Krishna is sweet, I am not safe to go towards Him. So many things may take me as dida dida. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, is Guru also under the law of karma? Or is Guru also under the law of karma?
Not under the law of karma. Guru, as I told from the examples of the sadhus and scripture, three kinds. The one comes from Vaikuntha, from the land of a wholesale truth, he comes here as agent to take them up. Another guru, from here, one step here, another step there, he carries the persons from here to there. And the last type of guru, two legs here, but eyes are fixed there, and he takes persons along with him to that position. Three kinds, generally.